On today's chat about agriculture, we're taking a look at the Alberta Beekeepers Commission. We always like to know where we get our honey from, and we're speaking right now with one of the directors, and he lives in the Peace Country. His name is Ryan Hicks. Ryan, welcome. Great to have you on today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. I guess the first question is just looking at the number here. From what I understand, you're up here in the Peace Country, aren't you?
Yeah, our farm is based out of McLennan. And we've been there since, my dad started the operation in 1980.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 40 years, almost 41 years. Congratulations on that. And I guess in the first thing, too, obviously you'd mentioned family business, but in terms of, like, a beekeeper's day, I would have been really curious about this. How are the bees taken care of in this time of the year, especially when we're seeing minus 40s?
Yeah, well, there's a number of ways that you can try and get your bees through the winter, and none of them are foolproof. So you can wrap them in insulation and leave them outside, or bring them into a building, and as long as the goal is to keep the building around zero or 2 degrees, or some guys bring their bees to either the Okanagan Valley or the Fraser Valley in BC, where the climate's a little bit.
Oh, so literally, like, it's almost like taking the bees south for the winter.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, very, very interesting. I was always curious about that. And I guess in terms of are there a lot of beekeepers in Alberta? Like, how many people are into this? We know one of the prominent ones is one of the local MLAs up here, Todd Lowen, is a beekeeper. But are there a lot of them in Alberta?
Yeah, I think the number of registered beekeepers I think is in that 160 range, as far as I can recall from that are registered with the commission.
Okay, cool. Are a lot of them up here in the north, or mostly in the south, all throughout, or?
Well, it's spread out a little bit all over the place. The north used to be famous for having a lot of clover, so, which is of course very good for bees. But in the 90s, there's a hybrid canola in southern Alberta that is on pivots, and they require 60,000 bees for the month of July.
Oh, wow.
To pollinate.
Okay.
So there's more bees in the south now, maybe.
Okay, very interesting, very interesting. And in terms of, like, beekeeping, do you find it's one of those agriculture professions or areas of agriculture? Do you find it's more popular, less popular throughout the years, or staying kind of even? How do you find that people are more into it, less into it?
I think there's a lot more awareness with the general public, for sure, in the last 10 or 15 years the industry's gone through some ups and downs, and I think the general public appreciates bees maybe a little bit more than they used to.
Yeah, I'd be one of those. I remember I was telling you before we started the show that I used to personally be terrified of them, never angry towards them, but scared of them. And now I'm a big fan of them. So definitely an appreciation. And I guess as somebody who's worked with bees most of their life, just I guess kind of remind us if there are some people out there who are a little bit nervous of them, how important they are to our ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure. There's ups and downs with pretty much anything, and of course bees with the stings can be a public relations issue if you've got some nuisance bees around. So we try to be mindful of where we're placing the hives, and for the most part, most people appreciate having them around. So.
Okay, awesome. So one of the things I'm always curious about, how long is it, like, from when, like, the bees, like, start with their honeycombs to when you're able to, or to when someone's able to hand you a great jar of honey? How long does the whole process take? I've always been curious about that.
Well, it's a year-round process, so the trick is to get them through the winter. And then in the spring, they often get natural pollen off of willows. It would be their first source, and that's in April. And so you're trying to build your hive up right through the spring until the main honey flow starts when canola starts to bloom. So typically we'd start extracting about the 20th of July.
Oh wow, even like right on a date, that's very specific. In terms of like I guess when it comes to like weather or something like that, I guess do bees like it? Do they like it hot? Do they like it cool, warm? Like what's the ideal climate for them?
Well, you need a balance, so they need the longer the flowers bloom, the better it is for the bees. So we don't want anything above 30 degrees where the flowers will burn up. But we need it warm enough for the bees to start to fly. So in that 23, 24 degree Celsius range would be perfect for the bees to make
Okay.
some good honey.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm just always comes when it comes to like acquiring bees. Like, let's just say somebody decides one day, I want to be a beekeeper. And the thing about that is I've noticed it is that it's one of those things that a few people I know that do it as a hobby, as something on the side, like a kind of like a weekend thing. Like, in terms of getting set up for something like that, is it difficult to get set up as a beekeeper? I guess the biggest thing you need is probably a swarm of bees.
Yeah, for sure. That's been one of the bigger issues that we've been advocating for within the commission is to try and get the border open to bring in bees from the continental USA. Right now, the primary source of packaged bees comes from New Zealand or Australia or Chile, but there's a lot of stress in transporting these bees across the world, and sometimes they'll go sideways instead of building up. Whereas if we could get them from the States, I think it'd be a lot cheaper for one, but also you might end up with a pretty good product as well.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So in terms of like importing bees from the continental US, is that something that's closed as of right now, or is it something that's just not common, or?
Yeah, so they closed the border in 1988. At that point, there was a mite that the US had that Canada didn't. And of course, you can close the border off, but the bees don't know that. So we currently have it. So there's some debate within the industry whether it'd be a good thing for the border to be opened or not. And we're trying to follow the science as to whether it would be safe or not.
Okay, excellent. Wow, that's something definitely to kind of keep a track on. And let's just say this, I just to give people a kind of an idea of this. Let's just say, I guess we'll come up with a date, but let's just say it is April, 23rd, decent weather, 15 to 20 degrees outside. We'll just throw an example out there. Ryan, what would a typical day like be for you on a day like that?
Sorry, I missed the date.
Okay, I came up with April 23rd, nice spring day. Be like around 15 to 20 degrees, let's say in that range. I'm probably being very generous on that, but in terms of temperature, but I guess I just to give an idea to our audience, what would a typical day be like for you?
Yeah, well, at that time period, we're going through the hives to see what kind of winter losses there were. So if it's 23 degrees, you might your hives are likely still wrapped at that time, or you might start taking the insulation off to get them ready for the spring. And then just kind of taking stock on what the bees look like, and if they need to be fed. Often in the winter, they'll burn through their food stores, so you need to make sure they don't starve, and that would be done with sugar syrup.
Oh.
And maybe a protein to get the queen laying so you get some baby bees.
Okay, yeah, that's obviously important too. Awesome. Well, Ryan, we really thank you for joining us today and really appreciate the chat. Hopefully, we'll chat again soon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
This is Ryan Hicks. He is a director with the Alberta Beekeepers Commission and also a beekeeper right up here in McLennan, and this is the Agriculture Show.